This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the River of Raisin Ragtime Review with their Christmas program that's going to be coming up, and we got some other news to talk about as well, so stick around for that. But I'm happy to welcome into the program the Executive Director, William Pemberton. And William, it's so good to have you back on the program once again.
Dale, thank you for having me, especially as we get ready for Thanksgiving here and kicking off the holiday season. We're so thankful for all that WLEN does to help nonprofit organizations like ours get word out in the community here.
Well, this is going to be such a neat thing that to be able to come to be able to help celebrate in the holidays, as you mentioned, with the Christmas program. So before we do that, just in case people really don't know what the River Raisin Ragtime Review is all about, tell us a little bit about it, William.
Sure. River Raisin Ragtime Review is one of only three professional ragtime orchestras in the country, and we're located right here in Lenawee County. We are a group of 13 professional musicians who come from all over the state and region to present America's original style of popular music. And last year, we came out with our first Christmas CD. It's actually Christmas tunes that everyone will recognize, and we set them to ragtime rhythms. Very exciting album. It was received really well, being played all across the country on radio stations, and we're happy to present this in concert. It's going to be Sunday, December 8th at 4 p.m. at the Adrian High School Performing Arts Center at Adrian High School there.
Excellent. Excellent. So that's going to be at 4 p.m. on that day, and you're going to have a full schedule or full program for that concert, William.
You know, we're partnering again with the Adrian High School Balladeers. These are some lovely kids. They do a great job. They're so talented, and it just really sets the holiday off in a perfect manner for me to see these kids just performing their heart out, and then we get to come on and play a concert of Christmas music. I have to say also, we have both Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus that are going to be in the house, and a new thing this year too, Dale, is that kids 18 and under are admitted free. That's thanks to a grant from the Michigan Arts and Culture Council and the National Endowment for the Arts. So it really, there's no excuse to not come out and just have a great time.
What is the general admission then for the concert then?
General admission is $20. Okay. And again, you're going to be hearing some of the finest musicians in the state.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I've been and heard the review, and also, you know, listened to the CD that you put out last year, and it's just nothing but just excellent stuff. So people are really going to be able to really enjoy that, and especially if they are big fans of ragtime music, or if you want to be introduced to the ragtime music, what a great way of doing it and hearing it being applied to the Christmas music or the Christmas songs, William.
Thanks, Dale. And a new thing that we've done this year, too, is we've commissioned a medley of famous Christmas carols for a sing-along at the end of the program, too. And that'll be in the traditional manner. So you don't have to know syncopated rhythms or anything to just sing along and, again, really ring in the holiday festive spirit.
Well, you really must have put in your request early to Santa and Mrs. Claus to be able to come down here on that day.
You know, it's a busy time of the year for them, but they said they're not going to miss it for anything. So, again, bring the kids. They're going to be taking wishes from the little ones and maybe even some big ones, too, you know, if you've got a special request this year for Christmas.
There you go. There you go. You know, another thing to mention as well is let's talk a little bit about Ryan Cupp.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Cupp is going to be directing this program. He's the director of bands at Adrian College. He's got so much energy. He did a great job last year of really giving some history about the different carols we were presenting. And we're so happy to have that collaboration, both with Adrian College and, quite honestly, the collaboration with Adrian High School, too. It's a big part of our mission is education as well as entertainment. And this gives us a great opportunity to work with a couple of really good area educational facilities.
Okay, the Ragtime Christmas is going to be when and where again, William?
Again, this is going to be Sunday, December 8th at 4 p.m. That's going to be at Adrian High School Performing Arts Center. That's at 785 Riverside Avenue. There's plenty of parking there. Mm-hmm. And it's a great small theater. I say small. It seats maybe 600 people. It's going to be intimate. Every seat is a great seat. General admission is $20, but kids 18 and under are free.
Absolutely. And I think everybody loves the fact that they'll be able to do a sing-along with all that those Christmas songs too, William. So this is going to be great. Now, one of the things that I mentioned about the fact that we have some other news to pass along too is something that is really great about, Giving Tuesday, which is going to be on December 3rd, and it's going to be something special for the River Raisin Ragtime Review.
Yeah, it's this next Tuesday, and I don't know if folks are familiar with Giving Tuesday, but it's a worldwide event that encourages generosity within your community, especially mm-hmm. for nonprofit organizations like River Raisin Ragtime Review. It helps us achieve our mission. Here in Adrian, we do a lot of concerts for free. Our big ragtime extravaganza that last year brought about 7,500 people to the Plainwave campus here in town was free for everyone. Next year's event that's going to be part of the bicentennial will be free as well. And we have something very special that we're going to kick off Tuesday for Giving Tuesday. We have a patron tell that came all the way from Washington, D.C. last July to see the extravaganza. And he was blown away. He actually gave $10,000 that day to help us with our efforts to build Haviland Hall. But then he contacted us recently and he said, you know, William, how about if I pledge $50,000 in matching funds to encourage the Adrian community to help you get open at Haviland Hall on the Plainwave campus? And we said, oh my goodness.
Whoa.
What a Christmas present is that?
Yeah, exactly.
And we know we've had fantastic turnout at these events. We know people love the music. And so Tuesday, we kick this off. And until the end of the year, until December 31st, your dollars are doubled. If you give $10, that becomes $20. If you give $50, that becomes $100. If you give $500, that's $1,000 until the end of the year. And, talking about the spirit of generosity this time of year, that just blows our minds.
Oh, yeah. Well, it kind of blows me away just hearing about it, William. This is pretty awesome. And all that money is going to be used to help renovate Haviland Hall, which is going to be actually your home from now on.
It will indeed. If you haven't seen Haviland Hall, you need to go out to the Plainwave campus. It is a beautiful 1882 chapel that was the brainchild of Laura Haviland, who we've named it after. Laura Haviland, of course, was the noted abolitionist who came to Lenawee County back around 1830. And this was her idea. And so it's going to be our home. We've already completed significant work on the exterior. You know, there's a new roof, new windows, new entryway. The stone steps had eroded. Those are all rebuilt, a new doorway. And now we are starting phase two of the interior. And there's a lot of work to do, but we're making great progress. We really hope with this effort that we can be into the building by the end of 2025. It's doable. We just need people to step in up in moments like this to give us a hand.
Okay, so starting on Giving Tuesday, December 3rd until the end of the year, you have this great benefactor that said that they're going to donate that amount of money, but to be able to have it doubled for you. So if they make a donation, how can they do that then, William?
Thanks, Dale. That's really important. There are a couple of ways. If you prefer online, you can go to ragtimeband.org/donate. And you have the option of donating there via credit card or PayPal. Or you can write a check to River Raisin Ragtime Review. And that can be sent to 411 East Logan. Again, that's 411 East Logan in Tecumseh. And the zip code in Tecumseh is 49286. You can also search us online, River Raisin Ragtime Review, and our site will come up and the information is there as well.
Yes. And, you know, any amount that you're able to donate, if you're a fan of ragtime music or just would like to be able to see Haviland Hall to be totally restored, and with the help of that wonderful benefactor, William, to be able to increase the amount that you donate. Go ahead and do this and talk about Giving Back Tuesday on December 3rd. What a great way to be able to get that started.
Oh, amen to that, Dale. And again, I have total confidence in the community here. What a great community. We're really proud to be here in Lenawee County. We're proud to be involved with Planewave and the nonprofit partners there on campus. Such a dynamic place. There's so much going on.
Absolutely. So, you know, the thing is that we say, you know, for the community, we're not just talking Edroyan, we're not just talking Tecumseh, we're talking about the entire Lenawee County area, and even those who may come from outside of Lenawee County to come and visit to enjoy the music with the extravaganzas and other concerts you put on.
Last year, of the 7,500 people that attended Extravaganza, we had folks that came from New York City. We had folks that came from Washington, D.C. We had folks that came from Chicago and Toledo and Grand Rapids to see that campus. And they spend money here in Adrian.
Yeah.
And it's just a great chance to showcase what this community is about.
Absolutely. And, you know, to have another feather in our cap to say, right, William? Because, I mean, like with Planewave, that's a great thing to be able to say, hey, we got Planewave that's located right here in Adrian, but we'll to make it a little bit more of a permanent fixture for the River Raisin Ragtime Review to be able to have Haviland Hall all restored and saying this is the home of the Ragtime River Raisin Ragtime Review.
That's true. And, you know, it's important to know that Haviland Hall will be more than just our home for our music and our archive. Haviland Hall is going to be an arts and education center that will be open to the public. We'll have public concerts there. The other nonprofits on campus will use that facility for their presentation. Planewave Instruments will be able to have national science events there because they'll have a 400-seat auditorium, you know, intimate setting there that they can use too.
Yeah.
So it's going to really benefit the entire community. It'll also be a wonderful event center if you want to have a wedding. Who wouldn't want to be married in a chapel that's the brainchild of Laura Haviland?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that just simply just kind of blows my mind to be able to think of the uses that it'll be able to have. Yeah. So, William, once again, if they would like to be able to donate, how are the ways that they can do that?
Online at ragtimeband.org/donate, or a check to River Raisin Ragtime Review at 411 East Logan, Tecumseh. Zip code is 49286.
Okay, and that's going to be starting as of Giving Tuesday, December 3rd, and running until?
To the end of the year, December 31st. We can do this, Dale.
Absolutely, absolutely. And once again, let's remind the Christmas concert that's going to be coming up as well, William.
Can't forget that. December 8th. At Adrian High School Performing Arts Center, it's your chance to hear the River Raisin Ragtime Review. This is at 4 o'clock, the River Raisin Ragtime Review full orchestra with the Adrian High School Balladeers Chorus. They do a great routine of holiday tunes and Santa and Mrs. Claus for the kids. Kids under 18 are free, $20 general admission at the door, or you can go online, ragtimeband.org/calendar, and you can buy your tickets online ahead of time, too.
Excellent. William Pemberton, the executive director of the River Raisin Ragtime Review, thank you so much, and best of luck with the fundraising for the Haviland Hall, too. That's awesome.
Dale, thank you, and happy holidays to you and everyone at WLEN.
You and yours as well. Thanks so much. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.